So let's welcome Jessica to Can't Beat Karen. Hi, hey. Jessica. Woo!
Hi, good morning.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling on my way to work.
Well, Jessica, there's only one way to start this pop culture quiz. You got to get Karen Carson out of the studio. Kick her out.
Okay, Karen, please leave the room.
Okay, Jessica, good luck.
And there she goes. Karen headed out of the new 102.7 studio doors. Let's play Can't Beat Karen.
Here we go, here we go, here we go again. Can you beat
away yesterday at 5:25 in the afternoon. Hope you were listening, Jessica.
Anthony, you gotta stop cheating like that, man.
It's the cheat sheet. Ed Sheeran is talking about the friendship he has with the artist behind the song Lover. Who is the artist?
I don't know.
We'll move on to number two. Season 5 is finally out, featuring the kids who live in Hawkins, Indiana. What show is that?
Interesting.
True or false, there was another Shrek movie coming out, but it was completely canceled. True or false?
False.
Mike Rowe hosted a show called Dirty...
3 seconds. Two. One.
We'll move on to the final question for Jessica.
Did she say something?
No answer there. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen played Michelle Tanner on what TV show?
House.
Very good, Jessica. You did get 3 out of 5 correct. Wow. Can't be Karen. Nice job. We're going to get Karen back into the studio. Don't tell Karen your score. Here she comes. Jessica, you got to get more correct to win the game. Karen didn't hear anything that happened. Karen, welcome back.
Thank you.
And number one, Ed Sheeran is talking about the friendship he has with the artist behind the song Lover. Who is that artist?
Taylor Swift.
You got a point. No point for Jessica. Season 5 is finally out, featuring the kids who live in Hawkins, Indiana. What show is that?
Stranger Things.
Everybody gets a point. True or false, there was another Shrek movie coming out, but it was completely canceled. True or false?
False?
That is correct. Yeah, it's false. There is another movie coming out. It's just delayed.
Really?
In production.
But there will be a Shrek 12?
Yeah.
I think it's Shrek 5.
Uh-huh. It's Shrek 36. Question number 4. Mike Rowe hosted a show called Dirty...
Jobs.
It's Dirty Jobs. You got a point. No point for Jess.
Oh, no, Jess.
Final question. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen played Michelle Tanner on what TV show?
Full House.
It's Full House. Karen gets a point. Karen got 5 out of 5 correct. Jessica walks away from the game with 3 out of 5.
Jess, it's okay. It's okay. Listen, you still get a $100 Toys R Us gift card at American Dream.
Nice.
And a Can't Be Karen
awesome.
Mug.
And Jessica, if you use that gift card to donate to our toy drive at Toys R Us American Dream, you get 10% off every single toy that you donate. No pressure.
Nice.
One more thing you got to say, Jessica.
I tried, but I can't be Karen.
Can you be Karen? No. Next time then.
David has been on just one date with this woman, Jamie, and they went out to New York City to see all the holiday lights and everything. He said he thought it was a great date. Now she's blowing him off.
Are you sure you want to go through with this? Usually after one date, if somebody ghosts you, they're just simply not interested.
Yeah, I would like to know why, because then maybe I could eliminate this process for next time.
Respect.
Okay. All right. Well, we're calling Jamie, and hopefully we'll get date number 2.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Jamie?
Yeah, this is
Jamie. Hi, Jamie. This is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony from New 102.7 Radio. And we're calling you this morning because you won a prize. We're so glad we got in touch with you.
Oh, okay.
Huge congratulations, Jamie. We want to offer you date number 2, numero dos, with a gentleman named David. We were hoping to just get you 2 back together.
Oh,
we'll pay for
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh.
I don't really want to.
So David reached out to us, and he was thinking that you guys had such a great date in New York City. He's really kind of confused as to what happened.
I don't really want to talk about it.
Oh, it's that bad?
Well, it's gross. Okay.
Oh, it's gross.
Oh.
All right, I'll tell you. So we went out to this really cute restaurant. It was great and everything. And then after we ate, he got to go to the bathroom. And then when he came back, I had to go too. So I went right after him.
Okay.
I got in there. It was the worst smell I've ever smelled in my life. And I...
Jamie, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
So yeah, well, David's been listening. Jamie, I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me?
What the hell is your smell like? That's what I want to know.
Okay, guys, you know what? People are having breakfast this morning.
Well, what is your smell like?
No, I mean, let's all agree it all smells bad.
Breaking up with me over a I took.
Okay.
I can't even imagine being with
that is the most immoral, disgusting thing. You're a horrible person.
David, can I ask you a question, man to man?
Over a
Couldn't you have taken care of business before the date?
When you gotta go, you gotta go. What do you want me to do? You my pants?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like...
Yeah, but I mean, dude, what do you eat? I mean...
You saw what I ate. This is so ridiculous. You know what? You're a loser.
Jamie, are you sure it was even him?
Yeah, it couldn't
have been him. It was so fresh, you could almost taste it, and that's why I
okay, I think on that note, we'll probably...
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, you could eat now. How about that?
Oh, boy.
I already did eat when they walked into the bathroom.
Whatever. Yeah, and your smells like roses.
Okay,
yeah,
Karen,
sure.
Can we end this call?
All right. Okay, guys. I guess this is not going to work.
Yeah, whatever.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.